1 Kings chapter 16. I want to just share a little thought about verse 24, where you read that Omri paid, in the AV it says, 6,000 shekels, or in the NEV, 2 talents of silver. He paid 6,000 shekels, or 2 talents of silver, it's the same thing, 6,000 shekels for the entire site of the city of Samaria. And we're told there that he built on the hill and called the name of the city which he built Samaria, after the name of Shema, the owner of the hill. So he buys the entire site of the city of Samaria for 6,000 shekels. Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 32, paid 17 shekels for a field. In the Al-Alakh tablets, which have been unearthed, these are records of transactions of property from the time of Abraham, although in Syria, they record whole villages being sold for between 100 and 1,000 shekels. Now, inflation was not known in those days as it is today. And you can see that, you know, Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver, Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. There was not huge inflation because silver kept its sort of value, relatively speaking, more or less. So, with those prices in mind, 17 shekels for a field, and Al-Alakh tablets talking about whole villages being sold for between 100 and 1,000 shekels, the whole site of the city of Samaria being bought for 6,000 shekels, then you think of Abraham. He wanted a place where he could bury his wife. And those local Canaanites made him pay 400 shekels for a cave with a bit of land around it and a few trees around it. 400 shekels. That is therefore exorbitant. Probably the real price would have been more like 20 shekels at the most. Now, what do you learn from that? They ripped Abraham off, did they not? But he does not argue with them. He accepts it. And why does he do that? Well, as the New Testament brings out, he had been promised the entire land forever. His forever and ever, but not in this life. And as Paul labours, Stephen labours as well, he had to therefore buy his bit of land temporarily, knowing that in fact this is bizarre. I'm paying all this money for a bit of land that is mine anyway, just not now. And I think the huge rip-off that went on is, I think, to drive home the point that, sure, we are going to get ripped off in this world. If in this life only we have any kind of hope in Christ, as it were, if we don't really take the hope of the kingdom seriously, getting ripped off financially or in various ways is extremely painful. It can wreck people's lives. They spend the rest of their lives in bitterness, thinking, well, I saved and saved my money, and then I got deceived, and I lost what I bought or whatever, or lost my savings or lost what I saved up for. Yeah, that is, of course, a hard thing to cope with. But I just thought I'd mention this because it sort of happened to me in a way, and I think it's happened a bigger time to a lot of people. It seems to be that God brings this into our lives where you get ripped off materially, in one form or another, by this world. That's what happened to Abraham. If it's happened to you, well, that is just another confirmation that you are indeed one of the seed of Abraham. And, as I say, comparing the prices for property, that you could buy an entire city for 6,000, you can buy entire villages, according to those Al-Alakh tablets that had been uncovered, for between 100 and 1,000 shekels. Jeremiah paid 17 shekels for the field, 400 shekels for a small field with a cave in it and a few trees on it. That was ridiculous. That was absolutely a rip-off. Abraham, however, does not try to bargain them down. He makes no comment. And why doesn't he? Why does he have such a sort of fairly loose attitude to this matter? Because he knows that this is actually his eternally. All that is in this world, in that sense, is ours. Forever and ever, not just for this life, not just buying something and having it for this life, but all things are ours. Life, death, the world, life itself, eternal life itself, let alone all the material stuff on this planet, all of this has been promised to us. This is the huge implication of the promises to Abraham being made to us. If we are baptized into Christ, we become the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise of eternal inheritance of this world, this earth, and everything upon it. That has been made to us. And therefore, you're being ripped off, you're winning or losing temporal possession in this world is therefore far easier to cope with. And in fact, I think it is something that we even expect, because as with Abraham, we are not to argue about all this in that sense. Okay, you know, so it is. But I almost get the impression that Abraham paid that ridiculously large amount of money almost laughing at the bizarre nature of it all, that this is mine anyway. Okay, so you want your 400. Here you are. But it's mine. Forever and ever, and actually the whole place is mine.